Haven't talked to Dr. Jonay Khaldun, or affectionately called Dr. J, the chief medical executive and chief deputy for health at Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, in a while. Dr. J, it is a pleasure to welcome you back to the Paul W. Smith Show.
Thank you for having me back on the show.
It is my pleasure to have you here. Now, a couple of things real quick. Most important here, I know you're doing everything, trying to get everybody vaccinated. It's like pulling teeth, I'm afraid. In fact, some people would rather have teeth pulled than get the vaccine. Everyone who wanted it, pretty much, has gotten it. There are those people now who don't want it, and no matter what we say or do, apparently, they're not going to get it, although maybe you've got some secrets and you're going to share them with us. But I'm reading that at least 376,000 COVID vaccines are set to expire in the next 4 weeks, according to everything we have from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Say it ain't so, but I'm afraid it is.
Yes, unfortunately, that is so. I'll tell you, we are working diligently to make sure these vaccines are getting out into the community. We're making sure our primary care physicians, our pediatricians, our community-based sites, which are still ongoing, making sure that they do have these vaccines. We actually have not ordered any new vaccines to be shipped to the state in several weeks now, so we basically redirect the vaccines that we do have on hand. But absolutely, we are concerned, and we continue to make sure we're doing everything we can to get these doses in arms.
We've tried everything, including paying money, having sweepstakes, having a lottery. I don't know what else there is left to do. And I don't know if it was a president who specifically said it. We have two Americas now, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. And certainly, we do have a pandemic of unvaccinated folks right now. And there's going to be, inevitably, I'm already hearing from people, there's going to be some anger because people who've, quote unquote, done all the right things by getting vaccinated, et cetera, are now going to be hit with this variant, in this case, the Delta variant, but there'll possibly be others. And they're going to say it's because we have people who are still offering up themselves as hosts for this virus that we could get we could get rid of. If all of the hosts became vaccinated, the virus would go away.
Right. You know, we certainly do have a ways to go before we reach herd immunity. And for us, especially when we have these more easily transmitted variants, such as the Delta variant, that means we need even more people to be vaccinated for us to actually reach that magic number of herd immunity where we can all feel pretty comfortable and think that the pandemic is over. So absolutely, we are all in this together. Getting a vaccine is not just about protecting yourself, but it's also about protecting the people in your household, protecting the elderly who are at higher risk of dying if they get COVID-19, or just protecting the larger community in general.
We had the what has always been successful and embraced, the Faster Horses Festival, out at the property area of the MIS, the Michigan International Speedway. We had three people die from carbon monoxide poisoning. We thought it couldn't get any worse than that, but then we hear the report that there have been 17 cases of COVID-19 identified at the Faster Horses Festival, and you're asking people who were there to go and get retested.
That's right. It's very unfortunate. We continue to work very closely with our public health leaders, our local public health leaders. We have, as you said, at this point, identified at least 17 cases of COVID-19 in people who attended that particular festival. So we are asking people who are unvaccinated, if you did attend that festival, you should get tested. If you were vaccinated, are vaccinated against COVID-19, again, that means 2 weeks after your last dose of the vaccine, you do not need to get tested necessarily unless you start to develop symptoms. So definitely if you develop symptoms after attending that festival, you should get tested. And if you're unvaccinated, even if you do not have symptoms, you should get tested.
a chief medical executive, chief deputy for health at Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, Dr. Caldoun, is, would you say 17 cases out of some 40,000 in attendance is a high number or an average or normal number that you would expect in a group that large?
Well, you know, I wouldn't normally expect there to be any outbreaks, to be honest with you. We would hope that people are doing the right thing, masking, getting vaccinated. So outbreaks aren't necessarily something we would expect to happen. We continue to work, again, with our local public health official there to identify more cases, including cases who don't necessarily live in that county, obviously. So we're going to keep on doing our best. Again, the most important thing is for people to get vaccinated. Getting vaccinated is the most important thing you can do to prevent these outbreaks and prevent the spread of COVID-19.
And it's easy to get vaccinated. Vaccinefinder.org can help you, vaccinefinder.org. If you need to get tested, you can find a testing site at michigan.gov/coronavirus test. Out of those 17 cases, at least as you've put it, 17 cases at the Faster Horses Festival, were you able to put those 17 people together? Do you know? Were they in close proximity to one another or spread completely throughout the 40,000 people?
You know, unfortunately, at this time, we do not know. Our information is only as good as the information we get from the people who are our staff at the local health department are able to interview. So if you can imagine 17 different people who we get in touch with, it's hard to put together the perfect picture of where those individuals were. It was such a large gathering of people kind of all over the park, if you will, in interacting with each other. It's very difficult to understand who may have been in contact with a positive case, which is why we did put out the press release and just telling anyone who was there, certainly if you have symptoms, to get tested.
All right, very good. As of July 22nd, we were at 62.9% of Michiganders ages 16 and up had received at least one dose, according to the state's COVID-19 dashboard. We're still at about 62.9% just a few days later.
Yes, we continue to get in our data from over the weekend, but you're right. It is somewhat of a trickle at this point, but you know what? Every dose matters. Every dose counts. Every dose gets us closer to ending this pandemic. So again, I'm just pleading with everyone, please don't delay any longer. If you're considering getting the vaccine, go and get it today. And as you mentioned, it is easy to locate a place to get vaccinated.
All right. Dr. J, a question way off topic. But you're our doctor. You understand that, of course. You're everyone's doctor in the state of Michigan.
So I don't know.
No, you are. And you never bill us, which I really appreciate. But listen, there was a study, the largest study of its kind. Researchers have found that high coffee consumption is associated with smaller total brain volumes and an increased risk of dementia. This is the first bad study out about coffee that I can remember. Do you drink coffee, and can we continue to drink coffee?
That is a great question. I'll be honest with you, I have not read that study. I know a lot of studies come out about coffee consumption and caffeine consumption. I'll be honest with you, I do drink coffee. I try to limit it to one cup a day, but I will continue to review the literature, and I think for now it's okay. Everything in moderation.
Everything in moderation. Grandpa Harry lived to be 100 saying that. Everything in moderation. And they're talking about people who drink more than 6 cups of coffee a day with a 53% increase.
That is certainly excessive, so I would not recommend that.
All right. Very good. Anything else, doctor, we need to know?
That is it. Just get your vaccine as soon as you can. Do not delay.
Yes, ma'am. I may try to help you by going and getting another one just for the heck of it. No, I may have to.
Don't do that.
No, I know. I don't want to use up other people's vaccine. But I'm of an age where I might have to get a booster shot. We'll talk about that another time. Thank you, Doc.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
Thank you for having me on.
Uh-huh. Dr. J, Dr. Joan A. Caldoun, Chief Medical Executive, Chief Deputy for Health at the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, here on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.